KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, I don't know how many of you have been to Glorieta Day Camp. Glorieta, a little bit north and east of Santa Fe, is just an absolute beautiful setting. I'm with Mackenzie Bell. She's the manager of the Glorieta Day Camp. Mackenzie, welcome.
Thank you so much.
I told you a little bit of my history. I've gone up to Glorieta. At the time, it was a hotel and just kind of for conferences and things like that. But now the whole focus has changed. Tell us about Glorieta Adventure Camps.
Yeah, so we were originally bought out in 2013 from a sister camp out in Texas. And so now we are more focused on youth and families. Mm. And so we are a nonprofit summer camp. We host retreats in the spring, in the fall. We have a family camp. And we have a day camp, and then we still have those big conferences that come in and win us out.
So you're on the radio with us today for several reasons. We're going to talk about this. You're going to be with us the whole hour, but you're going to talk to us not only about, you know, who you are and what you do and all of that, but you're also going to talk to us about how, if people are interested in booking some time up at the camp, maybe you could take your family to family camp. And so we'll give all the contact information. Let me start with your website. It's Glorieta, Glorieta. Your spell checker on your computer is going to make you put two T's, but it's only one.
Only one, yes.
So Glorieta.org, Glorieta.org. And that's going to take you to the website. Absolutely a beautiful facility. You were just telling me, you mentioned a pond, Mackenzie. When I was there, it was like a little swamp.
Yeah.
But now it's almost like a lake, right? Kind of built in.
Yeah, it's a big waterfront. We have a bunch of cool activities that we've added to it. We have a huge tower that has slides leading into the lake, a zip line, a blob. The idea was to make it more youth and family friendly. So
I love that. I love that. You mentioned your organization is nonprofit, but I also want to point out to our listeners what I think is really important to a lot of them is that your program is a Christ-centered program.
Yes.
Loaded with outdoor activities and learning.
Yes.
Tell me kind of what a typical day is.
Yeah. So specifically for day camp, campers will come in from like 7:30 to 8:00. And we are just welcoming them, making them feel welcome, introducing our counselors. They're playing Gaga ball. Gaga ball is huge at day camp. Some yard games. And then we will start with what we call morning chaos. It's exactly how it sounds.
All the kids are going, that's great. But the parents are kind of going, I don't know, Mackenzie.
No, even I've had some parents come down and join. We're dancing. We're introducing our counselors for the week. We're playing group games, get to know you games. We introduce the curriculum and the theme for the summer. And then once they're broken up into their groups, they'll go out and do their schedule. So activities, every day they do Bible study for at least an hour. Mm-hmm. The younger groups, maybe a little less.
Tell me the age groups.
Yeah. So day camp is 6 to 14.
Okay.
And then you'll get split up by age and gender from there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you know, age appropriate kinds of discussions.
Yeah. Yeah. So we in the winter we take time and spend time making curriculum for day camp specifically three different age groups. So we have like 6 to 8, 8 to 10, 11 to 13, and so. Same curriculum, same theme, same Bible verses, different questions. So
the day camp, and, mm-hmm. and there's other things. You mentioned family camp and some other things. Do you do some camps in the winter too?
Yeah, it depends. Family camp does like ski and surf.
Oh.
Where your family can come out and do some work projects and surf and then go ski.
Nice.
If interested. Day camp doesn't have anything right now during the winter,
mm-hmm.
But mostly like family camp.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, it's real. You've improved the facility a lot. Let's talk a little bit about cost. The reason I want our listeners to know about the cost is there's three reasons. One, there's some that want to sign up their kids.
Yeah.
Number two, there's people worried they can't afford it, but we have listeners that might want to sponsor somebody. And I need you to tell us the cost. Tell us how our listeners might help your ministry.
Okay. Yeah. For day camp, it's $375 a week per person. If you want transportation from Santa Fe, El Dorado, or Albuquerque, that's a little, that's an upcharge.
Okay. But you provide it.
Yeah.
Like a bus picks you up, that kind of situation.
Yeah. So every week we have transportation from El Dorado and Santa Fe. And then our session 3 and 7, we have Albuquerque pickups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have kids, like for example, right now, we have listeners in Las Cruces. We have listeners in Clovis and mm-hmm. Portales. If they were interested in a camp like this, would they be welcome as well?
Yeah. We have families that come from Arizona and like stay with family in the surrounding areas or like book hotels in Santa Fe and just come for the day.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Just beautiful. And so day camp. Is you mentioned it's $375 for a week, mm-hmm. And camp starts like 8 a.m. And then what time of day does it end at the end of the day?
5.
At 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so full day, all kinds of activities. You mentioned Bible studies, some of the physical activities that drop you into a very cold lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember how that felt when you were little?
And they will keep doing it. They will be like blue in the face.
Yeah.
And
purple lips.
Yeah. They're like, no, I want to go back in. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. And their little bodies are just shivering. Yeah. You got to get them warmed up. I remember my father for a long time was the director of the Parks and Recreation in Albuquerque, or one of the directors. And his purview was the pools. He was in charge of aquatics. And same thing with swimming lessons with the city. You have all these kids, they'll swim and swim and swim. Oh, and they get all shriveled up, right?
Yep.
Fingers are all shriveled up, but you have to get them to go out and lay down on the deck with a nice towel because the concrete was nice and warm and they warm up pretty quick.
Yeah.
But like you say, they're going to go right back in.
Oh yeah. They would stay at the waterfront all day if they could.
That's funny. That's funny. Now you've got, other activities too, like hiking.
Yeah. We have a couple different, we have hiking, we have mountain scooters, arbor climb where we put like rock wall handholds on a tree in an auto belay, and you'll just climb up a tree. We have a snow tube hill. We have our zip lines. We have actually a new activity site opening up for day camp and family camp, which is like like farther out into our campsite. So it feels more like outdoorsy, and everything's like right there. Compared to like everything, all the activities, like being surrounded.
Now, when's the first day camp?
June 2nd is our first day.
And when do people need to register?
So we welcome everyone until we're like full. And so like we welcome people like a day before. So okay. Registration doesn't close until like the day.
Until the camp is full.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit how our listeners might be able to help a child attend day camp.
Yeah, I would first off say like spread the word. A lot of people in Albuquerque don't know about it, mm-hmm. which is very unfortunate. And so that's where we're trying to get our name out and about. And so, yeah, if you like know like anyone with kids, nieces, nephews that are the age of 6 to 14, mm-hmm. spread the word about day camp. And then, yeah, we can like do sponsorships if you want to sponsor a child or like pay for their week or their transportation. We do allow that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I found out about you from somebody spreading the word, Brittany Van Wyck.
Love her, yes.
You know, and Brittany and I serve on a board of Feed New Mexico Kids together, yeah. making sure kids get to eat. And actually, Glorieta's kind of served as a little place for some of that activity to even happen. You guys are really doing a lot to reach out to the communities, like Pecos, just yeah. a little bit north of you, and of course, Santa Fe, and you mentioned El Dorado. For people to get a perspective, and I know everybody's got these, I was making fun of my children, who are all older than you, by the way, but none of them know how to read a map, a paper map, because they plug in their little things. So old people like me, we can't work these handheld devices, mm-hmm. but we know how to read an old map. Tell us how far a drive it is from like Albuquerque to Glorieta. What's that drive?
About an hour.
About an hour. And if you're coming from Santa Fe, then what, 10, 15 minutes?
15, 20, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
From like the farthest exit.
Okay, so, you know, it's right off of I-25. Yeah. In fact, it's probably one of the easiest places to drive from Albuquerque up north because the signage and everything is really good.
Yeah, and you'll see the tower from the highway, so that's good.
Is this the tower that children jump off of to zip into the lake?
No, but a different zip line.
Oh, it's a different one, huh?
But yes, off the top of that building.
So if our listeners are interested in a child or maybe it's their own child, $375 a week, but you take donations from people to help kids. And so if you're really interested, we got to figure out a way to get your child at camp because it'd be really fun. Parents pick you up at the end of the day. So there might be a little driving involved, but you also provide a shuttle service at a little bit of additional charge. Do a lot of people take advantage of that, or do most of the parents just drive up and pick up their kids?
I would say it's about 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're really, if a lot of families are working, mom and dad both working, this could work out.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about safety for kids. Is there background checks and stuff for all the counselors and things at camp?
Yeah. So counselors, volunteers that come through, full-time staff, they all have to go through background checks. We do a ministry safe training, a sexual abuse awareness training that they have to do before they come to camp. And then we spend 2 weeks before campers even get here to go through training. And so that's all the activities, curriculum, CPP, which is camper protection policy, lifeguard training, CPR, first aid.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. I love all that. This afternoon, we're with Mackenzie Bell. She's the manager of the Glorieta Day Camp. They are changing lives through outdoor adventure. That's their banner. Their website is Glorieta, Glorieta, not two T's, just one T, IETA.org. The phone number is 505-757-6161, extension 789. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to Mackenzie. She's the manager. We're going to talk to her about some scholarship opportunities. And that's what I'm kind of hoping that our listeners might even participate in that, in helping you. Our listeners are amazing. I mean, they sometimes pick up on different ministries that they feel like, you know, God's put on their heart that they heard something about here. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I get emails from that say, hey, thanks for letting us know about this. We're serving now and doing some great things. That's happened with Feed New Mexico Kids a number of times.
That's awesome.
And I'm hoping that happens here with the Glorieta Day Camp. We'll be back with Mackenzie Bell right after these messages. Mackenzie Bell, manager of the Glorieta Day Camp, up a little bit, I guess, north and east of Santa Fe. I've been there. Of course, I'm an old guy, so we used to go up there when it was an older hotel. A lot of modernization, refurbishing. You mentioned that the Outdoor Adventure Camp organization is kind of nonprofit, Christ-centered activities, has been doing a lot of remodeling. Slowly but surely. I love all the stuff you've talked about so far with the waterfront being created. And have you ever been ejected off the blob?
No.
Hey, now, come on. You got to try it if you're managing it.
That's true. Maybe this summer.
So I'm especially good at launching people that weigh 50 pounds. Because I'm 250 pounds, so when I hit the other side of the blob, you're going up in the air, you're flying. And here's the funny thing is, my kids are kind of older now. I mentioned they're all older than you. Well, my third child, second son, is very gymnastics inclined. Even though he's pretty tall, he's like 6'3", but he could stand on the blob, and not me do it, but when we did this kind of stuff, he would do like a double flip and land, you know, feet first in the water, which I have no ability to do that whatsoever. But he's one of those adrenaline guys. And his daughter, who is she's going to be three. She's 2.5 right now. She is exactly like her dad, you know, like an adrenaline freak, going to loves flying and flipping and all of that. I have no awareness of where I am in the air. So when I crash, it's ugly, Mackenzie. So you were explaining the first camp, both day camp and the first family camp start on June 2nd. So the family camp, the families actually stay overnight. And so it's a 3 or 4 day adventure for them to be up at Glorieta?
Yeah, so they have a 6-night session and a 4-night session that you can choose from.
Okay.
And you can stay in one of our hotels, or if you have an RV and you want to rough it a little bit, you can stay in the RV park.
Now, I have seen some RVs that are not exactly roughing it, Mackenzie. In fact, I make fun of one of my friends because that is not camping. It's not. I mean, his RV is probably worth more and nicer than where I live in a house.
Yeah.
So I have no empathy for a lot of these RV folks. They have a blast, but that's not camping. Come on, don't call that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
But it is fun. I mean, you're going to have some fun, have a nice place to stay, but you're accommodating both people that have that kind of ability and people that want to stay in the hotel. How's the food?
Great. It's camp food.
It's great.
It's funny because like the counselors, they're there for like 3 months straight. Uh-huh. And they're eating the same thing over and over again. So they get tired of it. But our campers and our family campers, they love it. Yeah. They enjoy it a lot.
So you guys stay busy week to week. You have camps going. So the day camp is from 8 to 5. People try to get there between 7:30 and 8. Mm-hmm. You have transportation if parents don't have it from Albuquerque to Glorieta.
Yep.
Santa Fe, El Dorado. Maybe. How about Pecos?
No, they'll just drive.
Because there's just not a lot of people or as many people, but they're pretty close, right?
Yeah, I mean, they'll just drive in, drop them off.
Are they closer than Santa Fe?
Yes.
Okay.
Just right down the road.
I've done a little fishing on the Pecos, but I have a hard time equating distances there.
Yeah.
In fact, I took one of the scariest things I ever did backpacking is we started in a Pecos campground and we were hiking to Baldy. And this was in January. And while we were hiking, it was snowing on us and ended up, we were in snowshoes, but we ended up with 6 feet of snow. And we barely made it to a campsite, got our tent. Goodness. And when we woke up, our tent was half under the snow. That was something else. I mean, I, you know, and we were nice and warm. We were well prepared. I think we would have been better prepared had we gone up there and there was already 6 feet of snow. But it's snowing while we were hiking, and it was kind of too late to turn around because it would have gotten dark. So we just tried to find a good place to camp. But boy, that's really the mountains.
That's the true definition of roughing it right there.
it was a lot of fun back in the day. Not sure I could do that kind of thing now. Here's the website. Glorieta, GLORIETA.org. The phone number is 505-757-6161. You mentioned about $375 for somebody to go to camp. You mentioned that our listeners could help you fund scholarships and other kinds of things. How do people qualify for a scholarship to go to camp?
Yeah, so we really don't turn anybody away. It just depends on if you'll get a partial or a full scholarship.
Okay.
And to do that, you'll just apply for the scholarship on our website. And they come directly to me, and then I try to reach out as fast as I can, and then get you guys registered. So.
Okay. And is that opportunity available throughout the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You already mentioned your staff goes through some background checks. They go through some safety training, some first aid, that kind of stuff. Who's doing Bible studies? Are these your staff people that just feel called to lead that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we are blessed to have college kids come from around the country. So a lot from Texas, Oklahoma. I was a summer staff and came from Mississippi.
You're from Mississippi?
Yeah.
You're used to rain, which we have none of here.
Yeah, but I don't miss the humidity, so it kind of equals out. But so college kids who love the Lord, who want to serve, come and will lead the kiddos in Bible studies.
That's nice. That's nice. And ages 6 to 14, but everybody's kind of divided up age appropriately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it would be like 8 to 10-year-old boys, 8 to 10-year-old girls in a squad, 11 and 12-year-olds, and so.
Yeah. You talked about mountain scooters.
Yeah.
As a grandpa, I have 5 kids.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about my kids when they were this age. Well, you could give a mountain scooter to 4 of my 5 children, and they would be conservative, they would be careful. But then I have this child that I already mentioned, Zach. You give him a mountain scooter, I don't know what he's trying to jump off of. So is that still pretty safe? I mean, I know this things can happen, skin knees and all that kind of stuff, but you could try to keep it as safe as you can.
Yeah, so they're helmets. We have pads if they want them. And of course we like train our counselors that are leading it and facilitating, how to sequence. And so what that means is like they'll start off slow going down the trail. And then they'll stop, let everybody catch up, keep going. And then if they feel a little bit more comfortable, maybe they'll go a little bit faster. And so it's really just our counselors watching and like knowing the campers and seeing like what level they feel comfortable at.
What if there's, you mentioned that you have people coming from various parts of the country to teach Bible studies, be part of your staff. What about volunteers?
Yeah. So, we have a volunteer program that is a 3-week session, where you would come and volunteer for the whole camp. So you might get plugged into different areas. We have a lot of volunteers in the kitchen, in working our front gate shift, in family camp, in our dining room, filling up like pitchers of tea. And it's kind of cool because they're doing their own little camp as well. Like they have their like own little get togethers and they might do a Bible study together. And so it's pretty cool.
And they interact, the volunteers interact directly with your staff. And so they have some fellowship time. And do they have some time to ride a mountain scooter or something like that?
Yeah, if they wanted to. But yeah, our volunteers love on our staff all summer. And the counselors and like the summer staff really enjoy it. And so it's a pretty cool program.
I love that. And to register for the camp, you just go to glorieta.org, glorieta.org. Or you can call 505-757-6161, extension 789. I'll give that to you a couple more times because I know a lot of people are listening in their cars, and I don't want you writing while you're driving. So we'll give it another couple times. I have Mackenzie Bell. She is the manager of the Glorieta Day Camp. Up near Santa Fe, about an hour and 10 minutes away from Albuquerque, and a little bit closer, obviously, to Santa Fe, 15-20 minutes, just around the corner from Pecos. And McKenzie's already told us they've had guests from Arizona and Colorado and other places around the country. So the Glorieta Day Camps is really a neat place to consider having your child. And we're also talking about how you can get a scholarship. And that simple application that happens right online, and that goes right to McKenzie. So we're going to talk a little bit more about volunteers. I'm going to ask you when we come back, though, what's the reaction that you see in kids that have never like been in the woods before? Because there's some amazing pine trees up at Glorieta. So that's what we're going to talk about when we get back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us. Manager of the Glorieta Day Camp up near Santa Fe, Mackenzie Bell, is in studio. This is Jim Williams with you. Appreciate you joining us this fine Monday on ABQ Connect. KLYT is dedicated to talking about things going on in the community, covering current issues, talking to nonprofits like the Glorieta Day Camp. I want to remind everybody that Freedom Celebration is coming up on the 28th of June. It'll be held out at Expo New Mexico. I also know that as the state fairgrounds, and it's going to be kind of set up, well, big stage. There'll be all kinds of bounce houses and other kinds of fun things for people to do, but it's a great family event. I believe that the fairgrounds will charge for parking, but there actually is no admission fee, and it's really designed amazing music. You'll have some fantastic musicians out there. I just love it. Music's my favorite thing. I guess I should also say that Skip Heitzik will be sharing a special message, and it'll be really fun for everybody. So think about putting out 6/28/25, so June 28th. Hold that evening, and then the fireworks display is second to none. I will tell you right now, the folks that do the fireworks for Freedom Celebration, they really know what they're doing. It's spectacular. You like fireworks?
I do.
Mackenzie? I do too. I don't know why, but it's really cool.
Love a good fireworks show.
And you know how people just kind of go, oh, wow, wow, you know, as you have these big explosions. It's funny because most of us have gotten used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we don't appreciate it. And when you started talking about, you know, a waterfront and a blob and zip lines, maybe I don't appreciate that as much as I should because I've done it a few times. But you have kids that have never had that experience. Tell us about the reaction those kids have when they come to camp.
Yeah. So when a camper comes into day camp, first of all, like, they don't have their phone. A lot of the times, they're, like, people, like, around people they don't know. Never been to the woods.
Okay, so I need to say here, first of all, I know you have plenty of communication opportunities to communicate in emergencies or whatever, but the phone thing is not really going to be a thing for kids. This is not a time for you to be up at Glorieta on your phone.
Right. Yeah, and so we don't even have the time for them to be on their phone. We're just always doing something. But so they might come in like nervous, a little bit shy. And so what's cool is that we use the, outdoor adventure to like start, like getting to know them and like have them open up. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a part of our like mission statement. To inspire, crush, like, change through outdoor adventure, that, like, opens them up and, like, makes them feel comfortable around us. That way we could, like, share the gospel. And so, once a kid is, like, on the zip line and they have their counselor there cheering them on and, like, walking them through this, they will, like, be forever grateful and be a little less shy each time they get on an activity. And so that's what I've like seen being the manager and seeing them like get out into the wilderness away from like normal life, away from like the screens. So
you're up on this tower and you're 10 years old.
Yeah.
You've never been up that high. You're tied in, you're hooked in to a safety line and everything else, but you're going to kind of make them jump and depend on that zip line, right?
Yeah, so we have this thing called challenge by choice. So we're going to encourage you to do whatever makes you feel comfortable. If that's put on the harness, if that's walk up the stairs to the zip line, if it's to go down the zip line, if it's to like encourage the people that are actually doing it, like we're going to do that, but we're never going to like force you to do something. But we will use every moment, like every moment is intentional, and we use that to like share the love of Jesus, share the gospel. So that might be on the top of the zip line.
Seen somebody that's really like scared of heights? I mean, again, think about, well, I don't know, maybe a 14-year-old is more scared than a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old. But I know out of my 5 kids, I remember we were at Navajo Lake and we came up near this cliff that you could jump off of, and it was probably 40 feet of water. So I got in the water, and I made sure there were no logs, and there were a couple other families, a couple other dads, and we made sure everything was safe. And then my oldest son got up, and he was standing on this ledge. He was probably 15 feet up on the cliff. We just didn't want him to dive, just jump off. And like you, we were just, you know, his choice, right? But I'll never forget his brother, who is 4 years younger, climbs up the cliff and goes, "Come on, Jimmy," and just jumps. No inhibitions, right? So there's different personalities. But here's the funny thing. Once Jimmy did that, there was no stop on them, just over and over and over. And you've seen that too, haven't you?
Yeah, once they do it, they will never want to stop. And like the joy and like that's radiating off their face, like when they do it for the first time. And like they're so proud of themselves. And it's really beautiful to like watch and like see the counselors and the campers experience that together.
This might be a sensitive subject. But I know there's a lot of Christians listening to the radio right now, but there may be some people that don't believe as we do.
Yeah.
Would you welcome a child that doesn't have a particular faith to come to camp?
Yeah. I would say we serve the community. And so, and we love camp so much, and we put our beliefs in our curriculum and our themes. And so, yeah, we welcome anyone who might be a believer, who might not be a believer, who are like asking questions and want to know more. And so they are welcome. We're never going to force anything on them. But we want them to feel like known and seen and welcome. And if they have questions throughout the day, our counselors are trained to like answer those.
Yeah. Have you seen kids be able to, I don't know if the word is stress release, but I think today, for some reason, young people are almost as stressed as their parents. Is this a good release for them to go to camp?
Yeah, I think they just drop all of like, I'm too cool to do this. And they act silly and they're actually a kid from 8 to 5 and they don't have to worry about anything else. And so, yeah, I do see that a lot of the time.
Is there any music involved?
Oh, yes. We love to dance and sing at day camp. We have actually, so family camp brings in a worship leader and a speaker from different churches from around the country. And they actually also come to day camp in the morning. And so they'll lead us in a couple of worship songs. And then a speaker will come and speak for about 5 to 10 minutes about the curriculum, about our theme verse. Every day, Monday through Friday.
I want to appeal now to the people that are listening. Maybe they're grandparents like me. They don't have kids. Can they? How would they go about if they want to donate, you know, a scholarship to a child? How would they do that? What are the steps they should follow?
Yeah, I think the easiest way was just to contact me at those same numbers and emails.
And give those to us again, would you?
Yeah, so that's going to be daycamp@glorietta.org. And then the number is going to be 505-757-6161, extension 789. And those both come straight to me.
Yeah. Nice. The whole summer you're going and you start June 2nd.
Yep.
Registration's open right now.
Yep. Registration's open. We added another session. So we're now 9 sessions. So we'll go till August 1st.
And you know, it's funny, you say August 1st, and my brain automatically thought, well, why not all the way through August? And I forgot momentarily that, darn it, school starts like the 10th or something, doesn't it? It never used to be like that when I was in high school, Mackenzie.
Really?
Or in school, period. We didn't have to go to school until like the first week of September. Now it's like every time the legislature gets together, we got to have more school days. And I'm not criticizing. We appreciate the legislature serving and all they do. I know they're doing their best to look out for kids. But I do think that, you know, having a summer vacation, thinking about spending part of it at the Glorietta Day Camp would be amazing. So day camp at Glorieta, and Glorieta's not with two T's, GLORIETA.org. And that way you can gain more information. You can apply for a scholarship. Mm-hmm. That goes right to Mackenzie, who's in our studio with us. You can consider donating, maybe providing a scholarship. Maybe you want to underwrite the cost of operating expenses or whatever. It's a nonprofit organization. Here's the thing that I try to explain to people. Nonprofit organizations like churches and everything else, they still need to make more money than they spend. But no one individual is getting rich on this thing. This is, you're just trying to cover your costs, trying to have enough money to improve the facilities. And it sounds like you've been doing a great job doing that.
Yeah, it's come a long way for sure.
I love that. How long have you been with the camps?
So I started out as summer staff in 2017. Did a couple of years. We actually used to have a traveling camp where we took like inflatables and rock walls to churches, and we would run a little day camp for churches like in Texas and Arkansas and Arizona. So I did that, but once we got rid of that, I did day camp leadership for a summer and just fell in love. And I've been here right after COVID, 2022, for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how people mark their lives with COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember distinctly pre-COVID and then post-COVID, right?
Yep.
And that time really did change. But I would say, Mackenzie, that it's likely you're doing a lot to help families post-COVID, because that still is affecting a lot of people's lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do the kids sleep?
So it's just a day camp.
I guess I was thinking about family camp.
Oh, okay.
Do they sleep with their folks, with their families, like in the hotel or in their own like RV or whatever?
Yeah, it depends on what the family wants to do. I believe it's per hotel room they have to pay.
Okay.
And so if they want to all cram in one hotel room, it's two queens to
okay.
a room. Or they could buy like another room for all the kids to go into.
Yeah, but it's still an opportunity for them to spend some special time away from cell phones and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. Mackenzie Bell is the manager of the Glorieta Day Camp. Their banner is Changing Lives Through Outdoor Adventure. Their day camp is a 5-day camp experience. Now, am I accurate there? Is the day camp 5 days?
Yes.
Okay. And you can register as soon as now for the first camp is June 2nd. And the camp hours are basically try to get there between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning, ends at 5 o'clock. Transportation is provided to Albuquerque, Santa Fe, but other areas you have to make your own transportation to and from. And you're welcome, I guess, to come and pick up your children, even if you live in Albuquerque or Santa Fe or whatever. I think it's a nice drive. You're going to be getting up there before lots of the traffic, so I think that's a good time. Mackenzie will be with us one more segment. I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back. Oh, Mackenzie's talking to me during the break here about how a lot of people wait to the last minute to register. Gee whiz, Mackenzie. That doesn't happen in Mississippi, but in the Manana state, we always wait till the day before. You're not used to that yet?
No, not yet.
And I might be one of the worst. I am absolutely the biggest procrastinator. It's kind of embarrassing, but I have to admit it. We got a few more things we're going to talk about. In fact, May 10th is coming up. There's a preview day. There may be a lot of people that want to see the camp firsthand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so May 10th, we are welcoming campers and their families. You can already be signed up. You're interested, want to know more. We're welcoming them out from 11 to 3 on May 10th, and we're going to eat lunch together. Do one of the activities that they would do during the summer, meet some of the full-time staff, see the grounds. So if a camper is a little nervous, it's a good chance for them to meet other campers that they might be in the same session with, meet myself and my assistant manager, Cole, who's going to be there like all summer put like faces to the names. So
sounds fun. What's the theme for this summer?
Yeah. So this year's theme, so we kind of go through the Bible in 7 years.
Okay.
7 or 8 years. And we do this so that starting from six, they can get through the whole Bible. Like if they start like at six.
Oh, neat.
At the age six. And so right now we are going through some of the minor and major prophets. Our theme is comic book superheroes. We're calling it Rise of the Remnant. And so think like big comic book, like Bubbles and superheroes. And that goes for like family camp and day camp. And we like both go through those like books of the Bible.
Well, it's interesting because I'm thinking right now, I know adults that you go through the prophets and they don't quite get it. So I'm thinking about a six-year-old. You have a way to present those scriptures in a way that they can actually listen and understand?
Yeah. So we, one thing is like we break it down and like ask certain questions. Like I think I mentioned it earlier, like we have different questions for a six-year-old than we would have like for a 14-year-old. We use a lot of like coloring pages and workbooks. We are also experience-based programming. And what that means is that we are taking what they're learning in the Bible study and we're bringing it to life through an experience. And so that might be a big group game. That might be like a gospel presentation. But every Bible study will have an experience that will like bring it to life.
Break down the 5-day day camp. And again, this is at Glorieta. It's a little bit north and east of Santa Fe. They have a day camp that starts June 2nd, pretty much weekly. Mm-hmm. For 5 days. If you want your child involved, they need to be between 6 years of age and 14. You drop them off between 7:30 and 8, pick them up at 5. They have lunch provided, and of course, there's first aid. There's a qualified staff that's been trained and background checked and all of those good things. So talk to us about day-to-day. What's a typical schedule over 5 days?
Yeah, so we'll start with drop-off. We'll go into morning chaos, a lot of dancing, a lot of getting ready for the day, for the week. And then they'll break up into their what we call squads, and they will just go through their schedule. So they'll do activity rotations. They might like the waterfront. We'll eat lunch together. They'll do Bible study for an hour. Then they'll either before or after we'll do the experience for the day, more activities, snack, and then we'll come back together for main session. And it's just more of like debrief, spending time together as like a whole group, more dancing, more acting silly, more group games, and then they'll go home for the day. And so each day is very similar, but they have different activity rotations.
How should they dress?
Yeah, so shorts, t-shirts. I would suggest bringing a backpack with like a rain jacket because monsoon season in July. Some closed-toed shoes, sunscreen, water bottle. Yeah.
And swimsuit?
Swimsuit, yep.
Kind of thing. I remember when I went to camp, I kind of dressed in a layer swimsuit so I could take off everything except the swimsuit. And then usually by the time you're ready to put your clothes on, your swimsuit was dry.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're just going 100 miles an hour and you already said it. I mean, once people do like if you go up on the zip line up high and you find the courage to go down that thing, you're probably going to do that about 8,000 times.
Yeah.
And so any place to rest? Because I'm telling you, you're putting people through the ringer. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, can parents come and watch it all? Or you discourage that?
I would discourage that. It makes our counselors very nervous. But two, like, we want the ideas, like, for campers to get away from, like, their everyday life and do something new and be themselves. And It's kind of hard to do that with your parent watching, I would say. And then rest. We encourage our counselors because day camp is a little different than family camp in the way that they're just always around. They're always walking around doing something. But we like teach our counselors to like do Bible study in the shade. We do like water parties where we like all drink water from our water bottle. And if they don't want to like do an activity, they could like go do something else and like rest. So like it's very flexible, very like needs based, I would say.
Yeah, you said something interesting too. You're not going to force anybody to do anything. Mm-hmm. You have some students that I'm sure are more shy than others. So you've pretty much figured out how to handle everybody with different personalities and things. Is that hard?
Yeah. What I find helps is that we hire counselors who are very extroverted and very introverted.
Oh.
Because you're going to have that camper who sees the introverted counselor and might be like more open to talking to them than like this really outgoing, extroverted counselor who's like yelling in your face. But yeah. And then just like finding something that they are interested in and connecting with them and somehow like making it a part of camp.
Yeah.
And so the first day, maybe the second day, it is like they are very shy, but they will like start to come out of their shell. They could be quiet all week long and then you don't know if they endured themselves and they're like, no, we want to come back. We had so much fun. And you're like, okay, great. I love that.
That's really fun. Have you had students actually come up to you and say, I've never done this before. It was so fun.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I love that. Here's an off the wall question. What about bugs? Are there bugs at Glorietta?
That's a hard question for me because I come from Mississippi where there's bugs everywhere.
There's big giant bugs.
So I don't notice them and I don't think like mosquitoes are a big thing.
Yeah.
But being in the outdoors, they're always going to be like birds.
Yeah, you guys are kind of at an elevation where there's not a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, it's so nice.
Yeah, and the trees kind of keep it cool. One of my favorite things is the evening up there because you can kind of hear the breeze blowing in the trees. Yeah. It's kind of a swaying motion. You can actually hear the wind in the trees. It's kind of soothing.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I love it. What's your favorite thing about camp?
Working there, I would say just the fact that I get to serve like kiddos who don't know Jesus, who know Jesus, but like we love on them all the same. And I get to call that my full-time job, which is really cool. During the fall, we will like even go to their like events and like support them and cheer them on. Mm-hmm. So like I've been to goat shows and basketball games and like cheerleading.
So you really develop some relationships with a lot of these kids and you find out where they live and what they're into and all those kind of things.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things is I like see them, like I like to say I see them in the wild.
Yeah.
And they'll run up to me and they'll like quote last year's Bible verse. Mm. And they're like, I still know it. And I'm like, that's awesome. And so that's really sweet and beautiful to like be able to like be a part of.
What's the feedback you get from parents?
They love it. The biggest thing I see is like one, like parents were like, oh, they like read their Bible more. Like I was at an event yesterday talking about day camp. And someone who came last year goes, yeah, like she sleeps with her Bible. She's like in it every day. And I was like, that's so cool. She was like, she's like never been interested in that before. And so, yeah, so one is like they are like opening their Bible more. And two is like their self-confidence is like higher and like they kind of like believe in their self more. And so that's really cool to see.
Do a lot of the kids make connections at camp that are ongoing?
Yes. A lot of them go to the same school. A lot of them will have sleepovers and like come to camp the next day. So it's really cool.
I love that. Mackenzie Bell, she's the manager of Glorietta Day Camp. They are changing lives through outdoor adventures. And you can sign up to go to Glorieta Day Camp at Glorieta, GLORIETA.org, daycamp at Glorieta.org, or call 505-757-6161, extension 789. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.